Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
They are sending or sent, was it 3,000 soldiers to Liberia from, you know, and it's where Ebola is breaking out. And you're thinking, we're trying to kind of stay away from that right now. And, you know, I was in the military, and I know that, you know, Steve was in the military. We're not like some qualified medical physician people, right, Steve? We don't know how to not die from this, right?
Yeah, what do you send soldiers there for? What are they?
Right. Yeah, no, right. If someone sneezes on me, I know how to handle that. and so we're sending 3,000 soldiers into this, and the first thing you think about is how easily can they influenza circumstances happen again in the context of, well, it's not the flu. But influenza came to America because of the soldiers going into other countries. So we're now sending 3,000 soldiers reportedly into Liberia, where people are, it's a 90% mortality rate that you'll die from this thing, to go amongst the people. And everybody's not being treated. Everybody's not going, hey, I got Ebola, I'm going to show up at the place. It's just all over the place, reports are. And ABC News, you got to see this. ABC News just reported, and they're being honest now, that we're pretty sure they won't get it, but we cannot guarantee that these soldiers won't get it. As a matter of fact, watch this.
We stem the tide of Ebola. It's the United States. And those people need help.
And every soldier here plans to return home healthy. For this week, Steve Osunzami, ABC News, Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Our thanks to Steve. And back now with Dr. Besser and Dr. Fauci. I know those troops will go over there and do the best job possible, but I have no doubt that this morning some of their families, after hearing this news, are concerned. Should they be concerned in this case?
Well, the troops are not going to be directly taking care of patients, so we shouldn't misinterpret that. There are medical personnel from the Department of Defense being there. They're going to do a very important job of logistics, engineering, command and control, and setting up the field hospitals. Certainly going over there, they could indirectly get in contact, but their primary mission is not to take care of patients.
I realize, but there is some possibility of indirect contact.
There's always, right now we have a situation, and this is one of the reasons why they're going over, a situation where only 20% of patients with Ebola are being treated in treatment units. And so there are a lot of people who have Ebola who are not in a protected environment. So the possibility of a soldier getting Ebola is very real and something we have to be ready for.
And I know, talking to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, that he said that they are prepared for that possibility and they do have a plan in place. Thanks very much to both of you.
We need to pray for our soldiers that are over there. We're very thankful because, you know, like the Border Patrol prevents and works on trying to stop people from coming over our borders. You know, you think about it, they're defending us by going there, trying to help heal the Liberian people, prevent the spread of Ebola before it would come anywhere else in the world, including America. But also that we got to pray for them that they won't be infected. And when you say, yeah, you can dress all this hazmat suit on and all these, you know, big plastic stuff all over you where your skin's not exposed. But they did that in Texas, I believe, with a healthcare worker. And she had all that on and she got it. And if you spending all the time in law enforcement, you know, I can see how that can happen because, you know, you have to dispose of everything instantly that you have on. But over and over again, you know, as an officer, you'd watch people, they come up to a crime scene and there'd be blood in different places. And the officer, he puts on their gloves, you know, their plastic gloves. And what you do as an officer, you got to write down your notes. And so they're touching all the crime scene. They'd pull their pad out of their pocket. They'd pull their pen out of their pocket with the gloved area. And they would write and they put that back in. They go, ooh, they take the gloves off and they throw them away. And next thing you know, they're down the road going, you know, and they got their pens in their mouth.
Wow.
And their stuff's going on. I mean, it's just so easy to spread.
Wow. Yeah.
It's so easy to spread because the thing is, you'd have to throw away the pen, throw away the shirt, throw away the pad. And they don't do that. They just kept it, you know, and you'd watch it. It's like, it's so easy to spread these type of things. You know, what can stop it? Or you think about this, you know, as an officer, and this is the same, that's my perspective. So we don't want to create fear. We want to create wisdom, though, that, you know, if reality makes you afraid, you need to pray, because don't hide from reality. But as an officer, you'd walk through a crime scene and there would be, you know, body fluids or whatever, and you know, blood in your shoes. And so you're walking through this. Yeah, you may have hazmat, but you got your shoes, or walking through this day-to-day stuff. And how many people, I mean, especially, you know, men's restrooms, you ever go to men's restrooms, it's like the bottom of your shoes are just terrible. And so, but then you come home after a crime scene and you walk in this very same boots and shoes as an officer into your home, on your floors, on your carpets, while your young child crawls on the floor.
That's right.
I mean, it's so easy. This is what protects us, you know, from these things. God. And he says, you know, if we pray and if we repent and if we turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven. God is, no matter what people tell you, God is totally in control. And David said this. King David said, you know, and God's talking to him, you know, you messed up. Told you to do something you shouldn't have done. And he's considered hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son, David. He says, here's your options. And one option was to fall into the hands of men. And the other was to fall into the hands of God. And he said, I'd just rather fall in your hands, God, whatever it is. And it was interesting, it was a plague.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A plague. And people started falling out. And he's realizing, what we got to realize is that God is all powerful, all knowing. He's all in control. No matter what anybody tells you, he can pull the oxygen out of the environment and we could just all drop. I mean, he is God. And he can stop anything. If we cry out to him, he can stop it. Even if it's like David and we've sinned and we've made mistakes and we need to turn back to God. He loves us and he loves you and he will turn. But if we never even consider the fact that we counted our men, that we did something that God has done, that we against God that was wrong, and we come up with all these other schemes and ideas of why this thing is happening, it just continues to increase and increase and increase, instead of saying, you know what, God, you know, search my heart and know me, you know, help me be where you want me to be. And I know that you love me, even though we're going through some real difficult times, but stop this thing and take ownership. And David said, you know what? It was me that sinned, God. I sinned, you know. And as soon as he cried out to God, God just looked and he just stopped. And all of a sudden he commanded the angel just to stop. And that's how actually things work. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And he says the earth shakes to teach us righteousness. We see things happening like this. You can say, you know, whatever will be. Or you can say, it's being shaken right now. Why is my world being shaken? Where am I with God? Have I been following men and religion or myself? Or am I following God? And begin to look for him. We found God through his son, Jesus Christ. You can too. You've got to meet my father. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We shared some of our stories to be able to help you kind of see that, you know, we all need a savior. We all have sin. We've all fallen short. And if God does not hold me up, I'll just crumble. But he does hold me up and he does enable me, and he is filled with mercy and grace, and he's very forgiving. But we as a people need to, we do practical things to do what's right, but we also turn to God and say, dear God, you know, stop this virus, this plague in Libya. Prevent this thing from coming to our anymore in America, and whatever came over the borders with this aerial virus D, whatever it is that our kids are catching across the land, Lord, stop it, that no more children would die, no more asthma would hit, no more paralysis will hit, and we will turn back to you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.